You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason on this Thursday afternoon. Let's check the weather forecast. Mike Tenora is with us from T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Mike, thanks so much for taking the time. It's cold here in our part of the world, but let's focus in on South America. There are some concerns beginning to develop in parts of the growing regions there. Can you outline what's been happening? They've had kind of a unique growing season so far. It started out dry and then it got better. And what's happening now?
Well, it stopped raining is essentially the main point of what's occurred in northern areas, while in southern areas it started raining quite a bit and it never stopped. So we have seen an interesting growing season, you're right. We had late plantings due to dryness back in September and October. Then we had a great period of weather from later in October through November and the first 10 to 15 days of December. Lots of rainfall occurred during that time, and that's generally what you would like to see to have a good corn and soybean crop. But the problem is what's happened since. Since about the middle of December, it stopped raining across a big chunk of northern Brazil. We're talking about Goiás, Minas Gerais, Bahia, and also into parts of Tocantins. When you look at those areas, they account for about 35% of first crop corn production in Brazil and around 20% of soybean production. These areas now have deficits of 6 inches to 8 inches and even up to 10 inches for the last 30 days. That tells you that they've only received around 1 to 3 inches of rain compared to normals of around 10 to 12 inches for the last 30-day period. And because of that alone, we have some concerns for that region. As we go forward, there's not a lot that's going to change for the next 5 days. Upper-level high pressure dominates that region over the next 5 days, and because of that, we'll see heat and dryness continuing. Temperatures have generally been very warm to hot with highs in the 90s, but we haven't seen extreme heat by any means. Temperatures have not topped 100 in that region, though 100 is very unusual for them. Their average highs at this time of the year are only in the mid to upper 80s, primarily because of all the cloudiness that occurs due to thunderstorms from time to time. There have not been very many thunderstorms, and because of that, there's been a lot of sunshine, and that's helped temperatures to pop into the 90s. So that's one area of concern in Brazil. The other area is further to the south. In South Brazil, especially Rio Grande do Sul, a lot of this area has the opposite problem. It's been raining on occasion, with most areas having seen significant totals over the period. A lot of areas there have received around 12 inches of rain, maybe even 14 to 15 inches in a few locations. Around 6 to 7 inches is normal of the period. So we're talking about 2 to 3 times as much of its average rainfall, especially in São Luís Gonzaga, where nearly 20 inches has fallen since December 16th. Again, the point there is that it's too wet, and because of that, we think that at some point later in the growing season, we'll start to hear more reports about how the corn and soybean crop there turned a little bit too wet during the heart of the growing season. So that's kind of what's happening in Brazil, Todd.
That is Mike Tenora. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, and helps us wrap up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. Remember, if you get the opportunity, join me tonight at 6:30 out at the Tony Knoll Center. That's on the west side of Parkland, right here in Champaign, Illinois, for one of our Ag Outlook panels. And we'll go through crop insurance as well with the folks from Strategic Farm Marketing. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.